Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Oh, hello there, and happy holidays! If you're like me, your mailbox and inbox are beginning to fill with the obligatory year-end updates from family and friends, exotic vacations, fulfilling careers, the accomplishments of so many perfect children. Ah, tis the season. And so, we've collected a few Christmas newsletters for some festive fun. Names and locations have been changed, of course, because if there is one thing I've learned in all my years, it's that there's always room to read between the lines. And chances are, it's a wonderful lie.
Welcome back to It's a Wonderful Lie, everybody. I'm Ashley Flowers, joined by Holly Laurent.
Merry Christmas! Happy Holidays!
And Greg Hess.
Here we are again. I can't wait.
Oh, you guys. I have a good one today. There's a lot going on in this letter.
Always okay. Good for these.
So someone in our letter, it's really interesting. They worked for the Keebler factory, which is like hashtag dream jobs.
Oh, totally.
Are they an elf? But it got me, is this an actual yeah. elf? A letter from an elf?
Actual elf? No. But it got me thinking about like my favorite Christmas cookies. Like, do you guys make cookies? Is that part of like any tradition you have? Or like, is there a favorite Christmas cookie?
You know what's kind of cute? And this is not something that I ever did past my early 20s. But my first roommates right out of college, we were all super broke and living in Chicago and probably living off $300 a year. We used to have a Christmas cookie party and make Aww. Cookies together, which is so, I'm like, what?
A bunch of dudes?
Yeah, three guys. We, for some reason, we were, it was like, and we would be in this tiny little kitchen with an oven that always sort of was on the verge of blowing up. And we used to make Christmas cookies and decorate them every year, which is so
that's adorable.
I know. Very wholesome. Very wholesome. Just having this conversation makes me think, like, I think I want to get some cookie cutters and make some. I've never, ever done it.
You've never made Christmas cookies? Your dad's, like, basically Santa.
I know. We are Christmas crazy. And I always think of Christmas cookies as treasure hunt just to find the little peanut butter ones that have the Hershey Kiss in it.
Yep.
I'm like, that's the one everybody's looking
it
for.
Is.
Yes. And all the other Christmas cookies are just to make it fun when you find that Hershey Kiss one.
Yeah. Who wants a ginger snap? Give me the chocolate.
We don't make a lot of cookies. We make two. Like, we'll make the Buckeyes. Do you guys make Buckeyes?
Ooh,
what are those?
That's the chocolate and peanut butter?
With the peanut butter in the middle, but like the only way it's good to me is it has Rice Krispies in it. So there's a little bit of crunch.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we make Keefleys, which like no one knows what that is, but it's like so much freaking work. It takes like literally days, but they're like these like powdered sugar on them. They're flaky. They've got like walnuts inside. It's like a whole thing, but like it's days. It's me and my mom do it. Keefleys, Buckeyes. It's like our Polish
Amazing.
Tradition.
Well, you have our address, so we'll just be keeping
yeah,
an eye on the
mailbox. I'll be expecting those.
All right. Well, let me tell you about our little Keebler elf in this story. So let's jump into the letter.
It's a wonderful life.
Dearest friends and family, happy holidays, or depending on when Ron finally gets these stamped and in the mail, happy new year.
Oh, she throws Ron under the bus right away.
Going at Ron from jump.
Sounds like Susan's writing.
That's totally.
Okay, so yeah, Susan's writing, and Ron has an issue. It sounds like he's made these newsletters late before, and she's not having it this year.
I told you, I want to order the stamps on stamps.com, Suzanne.
Well, how hard is it, Ron?
Let's want to go to the post office right now. There's COVID all over the place.
All you need to do is stamp it, put it in an envelope, and get it in the mail.
Oh, poor guy.
Well, let's see. So she goes on to say, I can't believe how quickly time has flown. Yeah. It seems like just yesterday I was at Ardell gearing up to write last year's letter.
Wait, at Ardell? Is that like a little like... divot in the woods where she gathers berries? I was at our Dell.
Holly, I think it's the Dell computer.
Oh, it's a... or Adele. I was with Adele.
Oh, she was with Adele.
She was singing beautifully. She has a voice like a cannon.
Oh, she's lost weight, too.
I wish Suzanne was with Adele. Okay, it's a computer.
A good old-fashioned, probably like one of those with the thick backs. Good old-fashioned Adele.
Or a gateway.
It tells us a lot about Suzanne and Ron.
Her email's at AOL.com.
Not totally, still.
So she says, I hope this finds you and yours happy, cozy, and full of eggnog.
Oh.
We here at the Anderson household have been gifted yet another magical year.
Here we go.
Gifted a magical year.
I wouldn't call 2020 a magical year, but I love that she did.
She says, Ron finally retired this spring after 41 years of working, wait for it, as the chief food plant sanitation officer for Keebler.
Oh my.
So magical. Oh, it's just so magical.
Wait, also she said he finally retired.
I know. She wanted him around.
It sounds
more
like it's long overdue.
I mean, I don't really associate sanitation with food. This is so...
I know, sanitation officer. Sanitation is like sewage, isn't it?
He maybe keeps the sewage out of the fudge cookies.
Like, I don't want to read too much into this, but I'm pretty sure Ron is their janitor, right?
Sanitation officer. It sounds like a fancy janitor. You're totally right.
You are right. I thought officer meant he was like in upper management making sure all the food was clean. Like, well, we splashed some garbage on the fudge stripes.
We had a sewage spill on the Cheez-It aisle.
Well, and you can see why he was too busy to buy stamps, right?
It's true.
Right. He's cleaning up so much sludge for the elves.
Now, although I miss him bringing home the rejects, which she says are over-fudged fudge stripes and a few too crispy soft batches, I have to say my waistline doesn't miss it one bit.
Well, I think I love you either way. I think so Adele was beautiful before and now.
That's right.
And Suzanne, I celebrate your body in whatever form it's in.
Well, she's celebrating extra hard because she says, I can now finally fit back into my Lee jeans I wore when the kids were in grade school.
I'm listening,
Suzanne.
Who knew his retirement would be such a blessing for both of us?
That is so great. I mean, she's in those mom jeans are back, right? The Lee mom jeans.
Are Lee jeans mom jeans? I thought Lee jeans were kind of sexy 80s jeans.
Yeah, they're mom jeans. They're sexy 80s mom jeans.
Wow. Are Lee jeans Levi jeans or are these different things?
No, they're different.
These were like Kathy Ireland and Christy Brinkley showing their sweet behind in these like hot 80s Lee. I think they were the hot girl 80s jeans.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I'm really impressed that she still has hers.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, mostly.
I'm listening, Suzanne.
Well, she says, who knew his retirement would be such a blessing for the both of us? It's been terrific having him at home more so that we can explore our mutual interests.
Oh, I'm glad they have that.
Most recently, we've made use of the reservoir near our house and taken up kayaking.
Oh, good.
Although Ron loves to say he's taken up kayaking and I just sit there. But hey, if I'm in the boat, it counts.
Okay, so Ron's swiping back a little
bit. I know.
Bit.
Ron's like, I didn't get the stamps and you're not paddling.
That's his bit. Every time they go by someone in the kayak, he's like, is she paddling? She's sitting back there with a martini.
In her Lee jeans.
Kayaking in her Lee jeans. We're getting to the kids. So Ashley, our oldest, is now 42 years old, if you can believe that, she says.
Oh, no.
And she's enjoying her work as a corporate attorney in Atlanta.
Oh, just immediately outed Ashley's age.
Hey, Mom, can you run the newsletter by me before you tell everyone my age? I've been saying 38. I'm sticking with 38.
They can do the math, Ashley. You're 42.
Oh, Mom, run it by me first. Okay, she's a corporate attorney in Atlanta. You know what I think that is? She works for Coca-Cola.
Well, she was just recognized as a top 100 Georgia super lawyer.
Super lawyer!
Super lawyer, which means she is in the top 5% of lawyers in the entire state.
Good for
Ashley. Top 5%.
Super lawyer. It's a really bad superhero character that I'd never want to hear about.
This isn't even a humble brag for mom either.
It's I know, it's just like, she's straight up the best.
My daughter's a super lawyer, top 5%.
Well, and this is what I don't know. Is super lawyer an actual title or is this like mom's title?
There is a Georgia super lawyer list.
Oh my gosh.
Otherwise, I was picturing Ashley being like, mom, stop calling me a super lawyer.
Yeah, she gets her like the sweater with the S on it. I love it. Her father and I could not be more proud of her for not only doing so well in her career, but also in her most important job as mommy.
Aww. Is it her most important job?
I would say she's spending more time at the office
than
being a mom.
She's in the top 5%. Old girl is never home.
No, she's doing 80, 100-hour weeks.
She's definitely got a nanny. Yeah, or...
Totally.
Well, she and her husband, Dan, had the three most darling girls. Aww. Greer, age 9, and the twins, Mary Claire and Darby, age 7.
Doesn't that sound like a makeup, like three names of a makeup line? Greer, Mary Claire, and Darby?
Yeah, a cosmetic line. Like, ooh, this Darby does a real nice smoky eye. Yeah. I can really go with this Darby pen.
I cannot wear Greer. It makes me break out.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ashley and Dan recently purchased their third home, making them officially tri-coastal.
Wait. Third home, meaning they had a starter home that they sold for upgrade and now they're in their third home? Or they have three homes?
They got three homes. You don't... She's tri-coastal.
She's 42 with three homes?
What are we doing wrong with our lives?
I had to probably kill myself.
Yeah, well, here, let me get into it more for you. Because one is in Atlanta, one is in La Jolla, and now in Aspen. I mean, I guess my biggest question is, like, what coast is Aspen on?
That's true. And Atlanta.
If you consider the Rocky Mountains a third coast.
Just wondering.
They're tri-coastal.
Tri-coastal. All right. The girls are in heaven with all the snow, and they think they're in the movie Frozen.
Oh, good for them.
Oh, here's the answer to your question. Their au pair sends us videos often, and we FaceTime most Sundays.
Okay, this honestly breaks my heart. Ashley's not FaceTiming with her own parents. The au pair is.
That
the
is
au pair's
right.
Like, here's your grandkids.
And you know you're hot. If you're an au pair, you're hot.
If you call an au pair, they're hot. If it's a nanny, they're not. A whole bunch of nannies out there right now are like, hey, Betty and Tim, could you start calling me your au pair? Because, like, I really deserve better. I'm really keeping it together. I do keep it right and tight. I'd also like to say, cute little Greer, Mary Claire, and Darby pretending they're in Frozen in Aspen is very cute, but you know they're like, why doesn't mom ever come home? Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. I miss my mom. Let it go. But when will I ever see her? She's in the top 5%. Let it go.
She is a super lawyer, okay? Oh, we've got another son. So our middle son, Walter, is also doing wonderfully.
Great.
After 11 years of investment banking at Apollo in New York, he retired this summer at the age of 35.
I want to die.
What? Do you call it retirement when you're 35? Don't you say I'm transitioning to some?
Yeah, you don't. Only mom would say retired. He'd say I'm looking into some of my other interests, like sailing or something.
Or taking the au pair to Hawaii.
That's right.
I'm also fully regretting podcasting right now.
I really,
that's a life choice.
I just really can't. You can't retire at 35.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walter and his girlfriend, Danielle, a dental hygienist and former Miss Cuyahoga County, got engaged over Easter when Walter hid her ring in a plastic egg.
Oh my god.
It was so clever and fun.
Well, okay, if he retired at 35, can he do better than a plastic egg? Shouldn't it be a Fabergé egg or something?
Good call.
Oh yeah, what the heck? We get no details about this ring from this retiree.
No kidding.
And all we know about Danielle is she probably has great teeth. And
for sure. They
I mean,
care.
If she was Miss Cuyahoga County, She can rock a bathing suit.
That's
I'm
right.
Sure, and a ball gown.
I'm sure that ring was filled that plastic egg if he's retired at 35.
Okay, well, congrats, Danielle and Walter.
Well, now, with all the spare time he has, oh boy, he has taken up poetry.
Okay, oh. I have feelings about this.
We often wonder if there's anything he can't do.
So do we.
This is like George W. Bush retired from the presidency and became a painter. Walter retired from investment banking and became a poet. He's like, I know the value of a dollar. I like to make Danielle holler.
Well, his latest poem, oh boy,
oh
gosh. On Ennui?
On Ennui?
I think that's how you pronounce it. I think it's a French word. His latest poem, On Ennui, was published in The New Yorker in September.
In The New Yorker?
So he's good?
That means he's good.
Walter. Wow. If you haven't read it, make sure to check my Twitter for the link. It's my pinned tweet.
Of course it is. Oh no, Mom's on Twitter.
I'm impressed that she's on Twitter.
Well, there's one more kid. She goes on to talk about her youngest. So our youngest, by a mile, Tyler, age 20, is also doing well.
Uh-oh. Is also doing well. Also, 20, and Ashley's 42. They're 22 years apart.
Well, yeah, she said by a mile. I don't know the story here, but our youngest by a mile.
Keeping it very fresh for decades on end.
Apparently, they were still, I mean, until Ron didn't get the stamps, they were still really into each other.
Maybe that's the nature of their relationship, is he disappoints her, she yells at him, and he likes it.
Well, guys, I haven't read ahead, but like it's a very short paragraph for Tyler over here.
Tyler. So
he's doing well. And as I'm sure you will recall from our previous letter, he went to Wash U to study film.
Okay.
So not a great film school.
not known for being a film school. But you know what? He's the youngest. He's an artist. He's studying film.
Following his passion.
Okay, I like Tyler.
However, this past March, he made the difficult decision that college was not a good fit for him and that he should withdraw.
I think that decision was made for him by Wash U in March.
He definitely got kicked out of college.
Yeah.
She gives no details.
But that's like the most gracious mom explanation. It makes me love her. He made the difficult decision that college was not a good fit and he should withdraw.
Wash U made the easy decision to not ask him back for the
really
second semester.
He struggled with that decision.
Oh, well, you're going to love Suzanne here because she says we are very proud of him for making such a brave choice.
Good for him.
It has been great for him to move back in with us and reconnect with some of his friends that are still in the area.
He's hanging with the townies in the basement.
Justin and Todd are downstairs smoking a bong. Hey, Ron, you gotta get the air freshener. It smells like there's skunks downstairs.
We're making a film, Mom.
Oh, a podcast. They're getting into podcasting. She ends the paragraph saying, he keeps us young.
Yes, he does. He keeps us all young. You know what? Team Tyler. I am on Team Tyler.
Every parent loves when their kid drops out of college and comes home.
Totally.
She goes on to say, as for me, this year has been one of self-discovery.
Okay, let's get into it.
As someone who always thought I never had a creative bone in my body, on a whim, I decided to take classes at McDouglas Art Center.
Okay.
How are you, Suzanne?
Our teacher said that she has never seen someone acclimate to gauche so quickly.
What's gauche?
Am I pronouncing that right?
I have no idea. How's
gouache?
It spelled?
G-O-U-A-C-H-E.
Gauche?
Is that gauche?
Gouache?
Sounds like goulash.
Is she taking a goulash class?
Is she taking a soup making class?
That sounds delicious. I hope it's goulash. What's gouache? It sounds like maybe it's like paper mache. She's dipping something.
It's wet. It's something wet.
If it's called gouache, it's got to be the
gouache?
Paper mache family.
Gouache? Gauche?
She's down at the
I have no idea.
She's making floats.
Yeah, she's whipping some wet stuff around is all we know.
Guys, between this and Ennui, like this letter is too much for me.
I know.
Since then, I have painted every single day and even did a whole series on the mischievous squirrels that steal seeds from our bird feeder.
Look, no one loves squirrels stealing from the feed. She hates these squirrels.
Wait, so it's a form of painting. She says she's painting it. So gouache is a form of painting?
I bet she's taking the squirrels that she kills with her bare hands and dips them in something. she's putting dead taxidermed squirrels on a canvas.
That's what makes it gouache. These paintings are so gouache. It's just a bunch of murdered squirrels. But they should have known better before they got my bird seed.
Well, she wraps it up by saying, "We hope you all have a safe and happy holiday season. We think of and pray for you often, hoping you all are as superbly blessed as we."
I mean, between superbly
blessed,
gauche,
magical, ennui, year,
magical, sublime. I mean, maybe the apple doesn't fall from the tree. I feel like she's a poet.
I think the most magical thing that happened this year was that Tyler didn't die in a pool of his own vomit on the floor of the frat house. That was pure magic.
Well, there you have it. I hope you're curled up with a steaming cup of festive gouache in the back of a tandem kayak on your way to buy poinsettia postage stamps. Ah, isn't early retirement nice? Remember to keep your fudge stripes sanitized and your Georgia lawyers super. It's a Wonderful Lie is an AudioChuck original, created and executive produced by Ashley Flowers. Produced by and featuring Holly Laurent and Greg Hess. Production assistance by David Flowers. So what do you think, Chuck? Do you approve?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.